In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text is the scripture just read. About this time of year, late winter, early spring, many of you experience what is commonly called the pits. The sense of excitement that you had when you first came to the seminary is long gone, and you have hit the doldrums. Now, lest you think this happens only to seminary students, let me tell you what a pastor said to me last month at a conference in Michigan. "I think I've been working faithfully," this pastor said, "but I just don't have the excitement about the ministry that I once had." It is a gift of God if we can retain a sense of excitement. Not that we have to be constantly bubbling over with enthusiasm, but if we can just conquer the tyranny of our moods. Perhaps our text this morning can help us. Did you notice the excitement of John the Baptist? Of course, he was living in exciting times. Expectations of the Messiah were strong in the land. Some were calling themselves Messiah and were gaining followers. John knew he had been sent by God to prepare the way for the Messiah. But how would he know who this Messiah was? John had met Jesus, but he didn't know him. He didn't recognize Jesus as the Messiah. How could he? Jesus looked like any ordinary man, and his credentials weren't all that impressive. A carpenter's son from a nondescript village in Galilee. But God had given John a sign. "He on whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining, he is the one." John saw that happen at Christ's baptism. And now he knew. He bore witness. This Jesus of Nazareth is the one. John got excited about Jesus. Jesus is still somebody to get excited about. Why? Our text gives two reasons. He's the Lamb of God, and he's the Son of God. When John calls Jesus the Lamb of God, he's referring not only to Jesus' patience and purity, but to his being a sacrifice. The Passover lamb at the time of the Exodus was sacrificed for the deliverance of Israel. Jesus was sacrificed for the deliverance of the world. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. God had appointed Jesus to be his Lamb, the Lamb prefigured by all the Old Testament sacrificial lambs, to shed his blood for the expiation, for the atonement of the sins of all people once and for all. That's why Jesus is somebody to get excited about. Sin can be a heavy burden. We find out how heavy when we experience guilt. Guilt is an inevitable consequence of sin. And sometimes guilt feelings can be almost unbearable. That's why people are constantly trying to run away from their guilt, to repress it, to project it, or to disguise it. That ought to tell us something about sin. Sin isn't just weakness. misdirection, error, a mistake of mortal mind. Sin is a condition of corruption, a state of rebellion against the Maker. The manifestations of sin, in the form of thoughts and words and deeds, are personal offenses against God. God must hold each individual responsible for his or her sins. We are accountable for our sins, whether they be sins of commission, like running other people down to make ourselves look good and feel good, or sins of omission, like passing by the suffering soul along the side of our life's road. If the burden of sin were to remain on us, we would have to experience what a fearful thing it is to fall into the hands of a just and holy God. The burden of sin with its accompanying guilt would be too heavy for us to bear. But Jesus, the Lamb of God, lifted the burden of sin from our shoulders and bore our sin in his own body on the tree of the cross. That's how he took away our sin, removed our guilt. God, for Jesus' sake, no longer counts our sins against us. He puts them from us, blots them out, remembers them no more. We can stand straight and tall because the burden has been lifted from us. Jesus is our sin and guilt bearer. That's why Jesus is somebody to get excited about. Because Jesus, as the Lamb of God, took away our sins, he is also the Son of God. He who is the Messiah must be God's Son. John knew that. That's why he bore witness. This is the Son of God. And that's the second reason why Jesus is somebody to get excited about. Jesus, as God's Son, is eternal and unchanging. John says it, he, Jesus, was before me. Jesus himself said it, before Abraham was, I am. No beginning, no end. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Do you see what that means for us who live in a world of change and decay, who experience ups and downs and highs and lows, and who even though we should not, feel guilty just because we have those lows? Jesus is a rock of refuge and a source of stability. He continually understands us in our predicaments. He never stops helping us. As the Son of God, he can help us because, as John says, he baptizes with the Holy Spirit. That baptism of the Holy Spirit we experienced in the waters of our baptism. That's when Jesus sent his Spirit to draw us to faith in himself. But he still sends his warm, strong Spirit through his Word and blessed sacraments to sustain our faith and to produce lovely fruits. Paul names them love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. Sometimes we think that we don't have one or several of these fruits. But all Christians have them, to a greater or lesser degree. And Christ's promise is that his Spirit will continue to produce these fruits in us more and more, so that they can counteract those works of the flesh strife and jealousy and anger and dissension and self-pity. Jesus, as the Son of God, is a steady source of help in our changing circumstances and shifting moods. There have been and there will be times when our excitement wanes. The theological enterprise, whether here at the seminary or in the ministry, will not thrill us as perhaps it should. So be it. We can go on. We can focus on Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God and the Son of God. He's still somebody to get excited about. Amen. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.